From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Senior officials from 20 nations are talking in New York today on a proposed political transition to end the war in Syria, weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks between the Syrian government and opposition. This is the third such meeting. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif expressed doubt going in about progress in identifying acceptable Syrian opposition groups.
Well, we haven't seen the list yet, but we believe that card-carrying members of al-Qaeda do not satisfy the conditions that we set for members of the opposition in Vienna. I believe opposition should be serious and it should be inclusive so that they could engage in a serious talk.
The so-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a plan to the UN Security Council to endorse a resolution for a political transition. U.S. Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, is in Afghanistan, which has been hit by an increasing number of violent attacks, especially in the eastern areas where the Islamic State terror group is active. Carter met with Afghanistan's acting defense minister and other officials and delivered holiday greetings today.
I'm here partly to wish our service members a happy holiday, because it's obviously holiday time for us, and remembering that they're here and not at home, but that they're here doing a noble thing, which is working with our Afghan partners and the rest of our coalition partners to help Afghanistan protect it and build itself, and at the same time be an enduring friend.
Because of the increasing violence, President Obama will keep nearly 10,000 American troops in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance, the president said the plotters attacked the presidential palace just as Independence Day celebrations got underway. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to strengthen and expand measures to cut off funds to the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The militants get much of their funding from black market oil sales, but they also have a lucrative trade in stolen artifacts, extortion, and ransom for hostages. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon.
The international community must stay ahead of the curve to combat money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Doing so will not be easy. Many states have yet to establish the necessary legal regimes, institutions, and expertise to identify and freeze terrorist financing and assets.
The UN resolution requires countries to increase their efforts to choke off the funding to IS militants who seize large areas of Syria and Iraq and are looking to expand their stronghold in Libya. Rwandans are at the polls today voting on a referendum to allow President Paul Kagame to run for as many as three more terms in office. The ballot question asks for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five. It would also make an exception for Kagame, allowing him to run for another seven-year term and two more five-year terms after that. Current law requires Kagame to step down at the end of 2017. If the referendum passes as expected and Mr. Kagame continues winning elections, he could be in power until the year 2034. Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. Italian media report the formal canonization ceremony is expected to take place in September of next year. A Dutch appeals court has ruled a group of Nigerian farmers can sue the international oil company Royal Dutch Shell for pollution. Today's ruling, handed down by the court in The Hague, was the first of its kind and could set a precedent for other Dutch-based companies being sued for alleged negligence of their subsidiaries. Four Nigerian farmers, backed by Friends of the Earth, the environmental group, want to hold Shell accountable for oil the farmers say leaked from the Shell subsidiary pipelines, along with the cost of cleanup and measures to prevent further spills, as well as compensation for villagers. Meantime, China is warning of a dangerous wave of incoming smog. Authorities there are expecting the cloud to hover over much of northern China from Saturday until next Tuesday, with pollution levels reaching as high as 20 times the safe limit. A red alert there. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.